Hey, 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 you party people! Welcome back to the Third Rail New Jersey's very own podcast, Behind Enemy Lines, or TRNJBEL for short. It's me, your favorite, everyone's favorite, Bryce Orm rocking the mic today. Today's episode is number 61. Jesus Christ, I haven't even cracked my beer yet. It is episode 39. That is 61 from 100. We're rolling it up. And speaking about cracking a beer, I've been waiting so very long to finally get this delicious, delicious Ballast Point Sculpin IPA, which is proudly brings you TRNJBEL, whether they know it or not. There's nothing more sexy than a brew cracking. Oh, and we can finally get this one underway. Let's pot that one down. We have a very special episode for you today. I don't know if you can tell by the lack of other people and the all me that there's no one else here. Like, there's no one. I can tell you. I can say, hey, wait, let me step away from the mic. Hello, Danny Chediak smells. Send Sticky Nicky back. See, no one's here. And what that means today, being a very, very special episode that we can once and for all. Let me set it up. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys know where I'm going yet. But just let it go. I'm feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9. My head's in the sky. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. You're goddamn right. We are riding solo today. As you can tell, this is maybe my third or fourth podcast doing some of the producing and the sound effects, but I'm getting the hang of it, all right? Connor, you better watch out. I'm after your job. And I low-key fucking love this song, so we're gonna let this play in the background a little bit. So guys, welcome. This is a new frontier for us, and I'm dubbing this the Castaway episode. And what would the Castaway episode be without a Wilson, which I have one right next to me. He happens to be my baseball that was signed by Padres outfielder Will Myers. That's Will with one L, by the way. But we'll call him Will, in parentheses, little son, today. And I feel like a little bit later we'll be able to talk with him, get to kind of, you know, see what he has to say about anything NYCFC. It's just a new wrinkle that we're bringing out there. It's kind of to keep me sane, because being alone for this long, talking to a mic, not having other people to riff off of, I'm assuming I'm going to go crazy. So it's going to be nice to have at least an entity here to talk to. All right, guys, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of this pod. Let's start with recapping our 1-1 draw to Orlando City SC at home. Disappointing tie again. Like we said last episode, we're no longer embracing the tie, so we can't go into that whole madness. But if I had to just say one thing about the outings that these teams have is our defense is really lacking. Like, Chanot, Collins, they need to step it up. Like, we have a lot of opportunities. We're giving the other teams and a lot of opportunities for them to score goals, and they're hitting them. Like, until our offensive struggles get back together, we need to lock it up in the back, and we really need to have them be in the form that they were last year. I mean, that brings me to ask my boy Will. Hey, Will, what do you think that we need to do with our defense?
To get stronger. Obviously.
Oh, man. Those are some harsh words. Like, hopefully Collins and Chanot are here and you call them out. Like, get stronger, boys. Come on. Get out there. Get in the gym. Lock it up. We need you. But it's not all doom and gloom, all right? We do have some happy news from the game. A-Bar has provided a much-needed spark. And his energy and his touch – and he's providing some opportunities that we haven't had the first few games that we didn't even have him. And just to, you know, get us back into a good mood, let's listen to that callback of the goal.
Sands right back to Maxi. Opportunity here, edge of the area. Steps inside, Maxi the shot, off of Rowe, off the post, and Ebert finishes it up. It is 1-1. The ingenuity of Maxi Morales, the tenacity of Ebert, and it's...
Ah, beautiful. Maxi hitting the post again. Like, come on, Maxi. Like, he's been cursed. Like, I feel like I said in the last pod, but his play has been great. He's been asserting himself all over the field, getting all into the nooks and crannies of the D, but just the finishing has been off. And not only the penalty kicks, but just goals that he should normally score. He's been hitting the post, but it's good and bad. You know, like, it's bad that we're getting the bad luck, but it's good because he's getting those opportunities, and I feel like he's going to make the most of them come later in the season. And let's not forget, we've started hot so many times, and what's happened? Anybody? Will? No? You good? We fizzled out in the playoffs, all right? So let's get through these struggles in the beginning of the year. Let's give Domi some time, you know? Let's find our identity. And then we have the players and we have the talent to really, really make a go at it this year in the playoffs. Don't give up on us just because we lost David Villa, you know? And but hopefully it happens soon, everybody. I know, Will. He's crying. But anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. We've had a lot of soccer, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Not only the MLS, but also our other favorite competition. No more beautiful song than this. Champions League. You know, it's nothing like watching some beautiful soccer after watching a little bit of the MLS play on a fucking baseball field. But speaking of Champions League, we had some games this past week, all right? Tottenham versus Ajax, or Ajax, or whatever you want to call them. It was in London. It was a pretty good game. You know, everyone knows I'm a Tottenham fan, so obviously disappointed with the result. Spurs definitely missed Kane, Sonny, and Sissoko. Like, obviously Kane, I don't think we're ever going to get him back, but Son not being in there, it was bad. And the midfield was totally lost without Moussa Sissoko, a former castaway himself from the Spurs fan base, but he's become beloved this year. His play has been phenomenal, and him not being in the lineup really, really cost us. But let's not forget, Ajax is a great team, and they flew under the radar for a long time, and like, these young kids are all coming to fruition right now, and it is not to say that they don't deserve anything, but I think Tottenham should win. I want to see a second leg. We go out there, score multiple goals away, and head to the final, but it will be tough. Amsterdam is going to be on fire that night. And I mean, just imagine if they win. Just like, can a city like that handle that kind of emotion? It's going to be nuts. I wish I was there, but you know, I'm going to be working. I'm going to be stuck in the kitchen. Moving on to the next game, we had Barca versus Liverpool, where I'm sure everyone was so excited to see Liverpool get embarrassed almost all over the field. They did have their chances. They did have their chances. Don't forget about that. Barcelona had some cracks, but in the end, Liverpool couldn't finish. Ter Stegen had an outstanding game, several key saves, and Messi was messy. Let's just look back to the third goal from the free kick spot. I mean, it looks like it's a good 15 yards, 20 yards away from the penalty box, or outside penalty, whatever. But let's listen to this. If it will go. There we go.
Ter Stegen, who made a number of good saves in the second period. Messi. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Just when you Jesus. Think he's done everything, he comes up with something even more special to catch Alisson out and to make it 3-0.
Catch Alisson out? More like nail the top 90. It's right in the corner. It was a beautiful goal. Will, what do you think about that Leo Messi, right?
Pretty good out there. It's fun to watch. You know, he covers a lot of ground out there. I just stay out of his way and I tell him to go get it. So, you know, he's fun to watch out there and does a great job. Hey, Will.
Oh, man. Were you there, Will? I mean, last time I checked, you were in my bookcase. But, you know, if you were there, you were there. I mean, you're living the life I always dream. I guess I'm never home. You know, I'm always at work. But it's brilliant insight. He is everywhere on the field. And, you know, one day when he retires and he comes to the MLS, maybe we'll be able to watch him on Miami with Beckham. But enough about European soccer. Let's get back stateside. Being alone here today, I feel like I can take full advantage of no one being here. Oh, sorry, Will. I don't mean you. I just mean the guys. All right. So with no one being here, I'm going to start a new segment. All right. And no one can stop me. So suck it, everybody. Welcome to This Week in NYCFC, Twitter/Facebook/other stuff, starring the Third Rail New Jersey, NYCSC, those chicken bucket guys, and that douchebag with the turkey leg. Fucking nailed that. Woo! Don't ask me how many times I re-recorded this, but let's just get started in This Week in NYCFC, Twitter/Facebook/other stuff. All right, our first story comes to us straight from NYCFC supporters. Someone caught a Sebastian Abega tweet. And let me just read that tweet for you right now. All right. Sebastian Abega. I just got to get this off my chest. No one else saw. At Whole Foods, I saw a 12-ish-year-old shit himself down his leg all through the checkout line. Lots and lots of crying, laughing faces. Hashtag, I can't believe it. Hashtag, I can't make this up. And I can't make this up either, Sebastian Vega. I find this hilarious because you know why? Everyone is all up in arms because, oh, you're making fun of a 12-year-old kid. But listen. Sometimes we all deserve to be made fun of. And if you shit your pants and you're a 12-year-old kid, you deserve it, all right? I mean, hypothetically speaking, we've all shit our pants at one point or another. So if the 12-year-old-ish kid is listening right now, you're going to be fine, okay? You're going to move on. Luckily, Sebastian did not reveal your true identity, so people won't know you forever. But, you know, let's just have a little bit of fun with our day. And if you see someone shit their pants, have a good laugh. And that's my two cents, and thank God no one else is here to argue with me. So if you want to argue with me, show up to the podcast, guys. Show up to the podcast. And just to give credit where credit is due, this was reported first by no one but CJ. Congratulations, CJ. Moving on, TRNJ's own Kier Scott is selling his ticket to the next home game for $20. And I would like to give a tip of the cap, good old Stephen Colbert reference, tip of the cap to you because you are not ripping off other supporters. I was trying to find someone to call out who was ripping off supporters, but fortunately, all I found was Kier being the solid guy that he is. If someone needs a ticket to the Cincy game, go to Kier. All right, moving on. The Falcao rumor mill is set ablaze. And like we said, reported first by CJ for the first one. This was reported last by Edgar. Like most things he reports that everyone already knows about. But Falcao to NYCFC rumors are heating up, saying that he might even get here as early as July. I would, for one, be very, very welcome to this. I think we need an upgrade from Izzy and obviously fucking Medina. Just send him over to Staten Island. He can play for the Staten Island Yankees for all I care. But bring Falcao. We need another goal scorer. And as much as it would hurt me to think that like we're not a team unless we have an aging superstar, but screw it. Bring him. We need some goals to score. And it would be a huge lift of confidence to the team. And not only that, I'm pretty sure we would see a fair bit of Colombians at the games. Because Falcao is a beast. And the last thing that we have in our This Week in NYCFC, Twitter/Facebook/other stuff, is we have stadium rumors, more stadium rumors. And what kind of NYCFC kind of specific podcast would we be if we did not talk the rumor mill? Recently, in a daily news article, it was teased that a city management group is thinking about a site less than a mile south of the current Yankee Stadium doing a little bit more digging on Hudson River Blue. It looks like the Gall, G-A-L, manufacturing site is the site they are looking at, which is over near parking lots that we already use. And I actually feel like that is the right near the NYCSC tailgating area. And I, for one, just build it. We do not care where it is. Just build it. We need a stadium, and we need it right meow. And I think everyone here will they will agree with me. So that was our this week in TRNJ and NYCFC Twitter stuff. And let's get to the final part of our podcast, looking forward to the game tomorrow versus Montreal in Montreal. I, for one, has been wanting to go to Montreal for a long time now. Just haven't gotten the opportunity. Regardless of whether I've been to Montreal or not, the boys in blue will be heading north of the border to Montreal Impact, and they will be playing a team that is sitting third in the MLS East right now. We are climbing up the leaderboard at seventh, but we still have a lot of work to do. New standout, Hébert, obviously going to be starting up front. Hopefully he's getting more and more comfortable in this system, and we just need to get to see him grow. Speaking of that, Will, now that Care Bear is settled, how do you think it feels for Domi setting the lineup every game, Will?
It's different. I mean, this is a real team. This is a real lineup. The thing about today, you know, we got six guys that can do what I did today. You know that.
What did you do today, Will? Stop trying to assert yourself into the lineup. We're all fans, but you did make a good point. This is a real team. It's a real lineup. With Hébert in there, we now have a real striker. It's a lot easier to fill in those holes, and not a lot of moving around, and we're starting to see people get comfortable. People start scoring goals and start producing. The bad news for our trip north of the border is that we have some injuries, all right? They're questionable, but they're still injuries. We have Ronald Monterita with a calf injury. Matriza, I love him on the field. His foot is injured. And we have James Sands, also questionable. I mean, Monterita, you never know. But James Sands and Matriza, those are key components to our lineup. They will be sorely missed, but I think we have some depth to be able to handle this. Ofori, obviously, I think is going to be stepping in for Sands. And I think it's time for Castellanos to really show what he can do up top with Hébert. He's shown some really good promise this season, and I've been super impressed with his play. And I think we can only expect better things from him and this team in general. So I'm looking to us to go up there to upset them and pull out a 2-1 victory. Our defense still not looking amazing, letting a goal in, but I feel like Hébert and Castellanos are going to wreak havoc on the Montreal defense, and they're just not going to be able to handle this. We're there, guys. It was a quick episode, but it was an episode with a lot of firsts, all right? First time being solo. Oh, yeah. First time with this week in NYCFC, Twitter/Facebook/everything else. And we're making some TRNJ history right now. You know, this podcast has been groundbreaking, and it'll only get bigger with the help of you guys. Spread the word. Share it. Make your family listen to it multiple times. And let's get those fake views. We're not going to get big without those fake views. I would like to extend a huge, huge thank you to my boy Wilson, or Will Myersball. Thank you, buddy, for keeping me company, keeping me sane.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very gracious. And when I put you back in the cupboard, I'll have to open it every now and then to give you some air. All right, guys. Time to really reel it in. Again, this is Bryce on the mic. Follow me on Facebook, Bryce Sorum. Instagram, Chef_Sorum. You can try to find me on Twitter, but I'm under a Padres handle called Look at Dem Tatis. All right? If you're a Padres fan, you get it. Shout out to Brett. Shout out to Big Al for my shout out of the day. It goes to you, Maxi. I know you're listening. Focus on the back of the net. Don't even think about the posts, okay? We need you. This team needs you. Hébert needs you. Castellanos needs you. We need your creativity. We need you to feed the ball. We need you to hit those goals. All right? And also, pineapple definitely belongs on pizza.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo. Yeah, I'm feeling good tonight. Finally doing me and it feels so right. Oh, time to do the things I like. Going to the club, everything's alright. Oh.